Welcome everyone to Trauma Truths, part of the Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny, and I'm an occupational therapist by degree. I'm an illness and trauma guide, a spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm here because I'm devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma, PTSD, depression, so that you can thrive and create your own heaven on earth in this lifetime and fully live your purpose, your soul's purpose. So I want to again commend you for being here. Number one, there are lots of different places you could be, and there are a lot of people that are not willing to do this deeper work at this time, but you are. And so I commend you for that. I honor you. I know how challenging it could be. I know how scary it can be. I know how lonely it can feel. And yeah, I've been doing this deeper work for a long time. So for those that are new to me, I have been on this deeper healing journey since I was 15 or 16. At that point, I realized that, I had been date raped. I had been sexually abused by my cousins. I had grown up in a very toxic home with my parents, just a really toxic, violent marriage. And then, of course, a lot of verbal abuse, which is what I knew about at the time or remembered at the time. And so I started counseling in high school. And continued with counseling. Gosh, I don't think I ever stopped doing counseling. I think I continued, different counselors, but I continued. And then at the age of 29, I was diagnosed with MS. So 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with MS, in September 2004. And that, blew me out of the water, number one. And for the first 3 years, I did Western medicine primarily. I did do some changes in diet and, things like that. But then in 2007, I had this spiritual awakening. I heard a voice and it said, "Let me show you another way." And that's when I really started getting into mind body, what I call mind body soul philosophy now, is the philosophy that I teach from and guide people from. And so I started studying Louise Hay. And just energy healing, mind body healing. And I realized also that there was still more unresolved trauma that I must need to heal on a deeper level in different ways, right? In different ways. So by 2010, I had gotten to the point where the MS symptoms were gone. And for me, they were pretty bad. I lost vision in my right eye. I had trouble finding words and talking. I had like weakness and numbness to the point where it felt like a stroke on the right side of my body. And then it also did the left side of my body and debilitating fatigue. So by November 2010, all the symptoms were gone and my MRI was clear. And I thought, great, I am done. Oh, how cute we are. I thought I was done. And, my life was looking a lot better at this point. My relationships were different. And I started to teach others what I was doing, what I did to heal the MS. And some of that was trauma healing. Let's fast forward. 2018 came my next bombshell. So 2018, I realized, I was in another not super healthy relationship for me, even though it was an upgrade from the previous ones. And I was like, I don't remember my childhood before the age of 10 as well. So I'm going to go work with this person who did deeper trauma healing. And I went to a 5-day, it's a retreat, but it's not a retreat. It wasn't fun. And lo and behold, at the end of it, I also did something called combo. It's a frog medicine. And you've heard of plant medicine. It's a frog medicine. And what came out was, that I had been sexually abused by my father and that my mother had known about it. So those memories came up. And gosh, by this time, what, 2018, I'm in my 40s. So for 40 some years, I had repressed those awful memories. And I'll be talking more about why that happens later. So again, another deeper layer I'm healing for the next 4 years. And I'm thinking, all right, cool. I got new tools that came out of that. I was feeling good about healing that. Was still having some GI issues. So part of me was like, there might be something else. So we moved to Hawaii in July of 22, me and my sweetie. And I was not prepared for what happened next. About 2 weeks, I did fine. And then it hit me that I wasn't leaving. I was living here. And a very young part of me went into terror, feeling very alone in the world. So I knew again, there was something deeper that I had not accessed yet. And I started doing ketamine assisted therapy. And lo and behold, what came out were some very disturbing memories, starting from the time that I was a baby, through, you know, probably through my late, like time I was 10 or 11 or 12, physical abuse and verbal abuse as well, but physical abuse. And so again, another deeper layer. So I'm sharing this with you so you know that I have a lot of experience, but that there's so many, there can be so many layers for us. Again, I talked about it in the intro and in the welcome video, if you watched it, but that we have to remember that some of these traumas are from other lifetimes, right? They're from other lifetimes. They're from this life, and then they're passed down, right? They're inherited. They're inherited. And so we have to remember that so that we can be patient with ourselves, so that we can, what's the word? Have compassion for ourselves and not get frustrated with ourselves and not give up, right? Not give up hope. You know, at this point, I want to say like, wow, I, you know, could there be some deeper things? And what's interesting, of course, because I'm doing this event right now, actually, I had a really bad GI flare up in July of this year. Things are August. Things had been going super good. Felt like it was completely healed. And remember, I've had this since I was a child, this GI issue. And I thought it was fully healed. And then boom, something happened, flared. And that is when I got to go deeper just recently into the inherited trauma. It came up that I was carrying sexual abuse trauma, not just my own, but that my dad had been sexually abused. Makes sense, right? It's inherited. We pass it on. And that I was carrying that in my colon, right? In my GI system. And so just this past few weeks, you guys, I've been creating another tool, which I'll talk about more in the live workshop. So all of that to say, that's why I'm here and why I'm so dedicated to supporting you and why today I'm going to be sharing with you trauma truths, hopefully to bring you some comfort and really to help you feel like you're not going crazy or that you're not doing it right and to have so much more compassion for yourself and just, wow, our souls signed up for some pretty big, intense stuff in this lifetime. And again, to bring it up. So pretty much every trauma in this lifetime that you are experiencing is connected to a past life. Good news is you don't have to remember what that past life is. Some of you will. And sometimes I do. And I do for others, not just myself, if it's meant to. But we don't always need to know all of the past traumas, again, because they're connected to what's happening in this lifetime. Every trauma has a belief system slash fear that goes with it, or many, right? So that is what we are really needing to focus on. So that is why I'm doing this video today. And again, I just want to remind you, by you doing your own deeper healing work, you are helping the planet to heal. If everybody was doing this work, you guys, the planet would be healed. We'd all be behaving and acting from a place of wholeness versus our wounded parts, right? Which is what most people are still reacting from that place. Okay, so let's dive in. Trauma truths. So I first of all just want to talk a little bit about what is trauma? Like, what does it look like? Because a lot of us have downplayed and have said, oh, that wasn't traumatic, you know, or other people dealt with that too. It's not that big of a deal. You know, all the unhealthy things that we say to ourselves, unkind, that keeps us from validating. And it's so important that we validate. Yes, this happened. Yes, it was a trauma, right? So trauma can be anything from being teased or bullied. It can be divorce. It can be moving frequently. It can be an accident. It can be an illness, self or others. It can be adoption. It can be abuse. And remember, abuse, there's a spectrum, right? There's lots of different types of abuse. There's neglect. And I think emotional neglect is probably the biggest one for everybody. There's also mental abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, narcissistic abuse, we'll just throw in there, which is, you know, usually connected with one of those other ones, war. Yeah. So, I mean, trauma comes in so many shapes and forms, and it's unique to each person. Somebody else could have experienced the same event and it could not have been traumatic for them, but it was for you. So we really have to honor what was traumatic for us, right? Validate that, honor that is really, really important to the healing process. So next, I want to talk a little bit about PTSD versus a newer diagnosis, CPTSD, which I'm hoping many of you have heard about. So PTSD is when an event occurs one time. Chronic PTSD or complex, talked about both ways, is when something has been happening ongoing. So as an example, people that go to war, it's not just killing somebody or like a one, it's like it's usually years, right? Ongoing for years. You grow up in a abusive household. It doesn't matter if it's only verbal. It's ongoing. Your mother probably didn't just criticize you once or whoever, right? Your sibling probably didn't just do that nasty thing to you once. So chronic means it's ongoing. It happens more than one time, several times, or many, many, many times in my case, for pretty much all of my traumas. So it's important to note that the difference because it can be more challenging to heal the one that has been ongoing, the one that happened more than once. Another truth, trauma is held in the body until it is fully felt and released. And again, when I say fully, if something happened to you 30 times, it's probably going to take a little bit. It could take a little bit longer, right? You might have to do these things a little bit longer for it to be fully resolved. And for some of us, it might be a lifetime, right? Because it happened every day for 18 years or however long it happened. So yeah, it's held in the body and often comes out as an illness, a negative symptom or an illness, which again can fully heal, even if Western medicine says so, like MS. If the trauma is fully resolved and of course all the behaviors. So trauma doesn't just create emotions. It also creates belief systems and fears, which we act from on a daily basis or don't act from. So trauma can impact every area of your life. It can impact, of course, I already talked about your health. It can also impact you in, of course, your relationships. Can impact your work. It can impact your ability to receive monies. So what I like to say, love in all forms, right? Where you choose to live, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, our self-worth. It impacts our self-worth, which impacts every area of our life. So what typically happens when we have a trauma is that most of us were not fully supported at that time. Or maybe not supported at all to fully process the trauma and stop it, right? Like mine went on for years, the sexual abuse, the physical abuse. And so what happens is one of our coping mechanisms, as a child especially, we don't have the power. So if an adult in the room doesn't support us, right, both processing the unresolved trauma that happened and preventing it from happening again, we disassociate. So we disconnect, we disassociate from parts of ourselves, and we leave the body, we disconnect from our emotions, etc. And so what is needed to fully heal trauma is, again, to accept all parts of ourselves and to be able to, again, validate and then accept and then soothe, to help these parts to integrate and heal, to help come back into the body. Because the only way we can fully feel and release trauma is if we are in the body. So if you are disassociated, which of course I didn't realize how much I was until even I started to do this deeper work in 2018, crazy how much I realized I was still disassociating and not in my body. And it might feel uncomfortable at first, but we do have to be in our body to fully feel that unresolved trauma and release it. Let's see, the next truth. Again, I touched on this a little bit, but as a child, we have these traumas, and again, we take on coping mechanisms or survival patterns. I just mentioned disassociating is one of them. So some other survival patterns you want to be aware of, and I'll be talking more about these in the live workshop. But of course, we know about fight, flight, freeze, and recently they put fawn in there. So fight makes sense. You try to fight back. Flight, you try to leave. Now, these two, most of us cannot do as children. We can't leave, we can't flight, and we can't fight. We're not powerful enough. So what we typically do is freeze or fawn. Freeze, we don't do anything, and we leave our body, disassociate. And then we fawn. We try to please that person that is abusing us. So maybe then they'll stop abusing us or it won't be as bad. That's fawn. So I like to also bring in the three P's. Perfectionism, that part of you that's afraid of getting rejected and hurt. So tries to be perfect, tries to do it right, walks on eggshells, etc. People pleasing, which is fawn, right? So we try to please that person or people. Hopefully then they will stop hurting us, or maybe they will protect us, etc., right, to get our needs met. And then there's pretending to be superhuman. So again, we're going to talk about this more in the live workshop, but that pretending to be superhuman is the part that says, okay, to overcome this, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to achieve. I'm going to be busy, do. And yeah, you get the picture. The superhuman also tries to solve other people's problems, tries to fix their problems. So I was my mom's counselor, right? So we do these things again because our needs aren't getting met and we can't meet them on our own. So we're trying to, you know, do as best we can, do as best we can. A lot of us, especially oldest in the family, ends up falling into this superhuman pattern. Caretaking others, et cetera. And then of course our needs aren't getting met. So those are some coping survival patterns you want to be aware of. And we may do different ones with different people, right? So just to be aware of that, but pretty much everyone has the three P's: perfection, people pleasing, pretending to be superhuman. So some other signs, people often ask me, how do I know if I still have unresolved trauma? Definitely a negative symptom or illness. You still have unresolved trauma. I don't care how long you've worked on healing it. If you still have an illness or a negative body symptom, like my GI, Crohn's, right, autoimmune disorder, there's still unresolved trauma. And it could look like you actually have to go back and actually release the trauma from the body, from the actual event. And or it could be that in your life right now, you're still doing things out of the trauma response, and that needs to shift. An example of that is still being with somebody who treats you just like that abusive person did, right? You're going to have to move on You get what I'm saying? So illness, symptom, negative symptom in the body is a sign. You still have really bad anxiety or panic attacks or depression. That's a sign of unresolved trauma. And then we also have breakdowns in other areas of our life. So maybe you don't have an illness or a symptom, but maybe you keep attracting people that cheat on you, or you keep attracting people that can't give you the love and attention you need and you stay with them. Perhaps you have career breakdown or money breakdown. I'm going to say money breakdown is one of the biggest signs of unresolved trauma. Absolutely. Okay, let's see what's next. So I talked somewhat about how I was having deeper layers of trauma come up in my 40s and just, a couple years ago. So we remember traumatic events when we are meant to, and a lot of us have repressed. A lot of clients come to work with me and more repressed trauma comes up. So why does that happen? Our higher self knows when we are ready, when we have the support and the tools. So then it will allow deeper layers and memories to come up. That is how and why repressed memories can come up. They were just too painful before and you didn't have the support and the tools. But once you have that safe, loving container, like I provide, and tools and support, then it they'll can come up in a deeper way, right? And your higher self knows that. We have to also remember our healing timelines are all different. So it depends on what your soul signed up for, number one, as to when to wake up and when to remember. And it also has to do with the amount of resistance that your human self might still have. So that also determines when the memories come up, and how long it's going to take for something to heal, right? Both. Again, I want to remind you that we can't do this alone. I can't do this alone. I still have tons of support to heal trauma. Tons. Whether it's my craniosacral or massage, myofascial, whether it's my tools that I use on a daily basis, whether guided meditation, self-healing processes, truth loop. I still need other people to help me. I still have a counselor. I still do ketamine-assisted therapy for a little bit yet. I'm going to be doing that. I still have a spiritual mentor. So yeah, give yourself that support. So yes, supporting yourself, that acceptance and compassion, and using learning tools and using them, and then finding someone else to work with. Always be working with somebody else. Someone that you trust, someone you feel safe with, someone that you feel understands you. People will often say to me, but you don't have a counseling degree. First of all, occupational therapists do have counseling courses. So I do have counseling. I don't have a degree in counseling, but we had to take psychology and we had to take counseling courses and mental health courses and things like that. I worked in Milwaukee County Mental Health for my first internship. So you want to make sure you find someone that understands. Does it matter if they have a degree? Yes and no. You want to know, though, that they are capable and have tools to give you. And I believe that most of us, at least most of the people, all the people I work with, I'm not healing you. I am helping you to heal yourself. Empowerment, self-empowerment. So you want to find someone that empowers you, right? That gives you tools, helps you to do it for yourself. As well as giving you that ongoing support. Again, different modalities are needed for different times in your life. I have done everything under the sun from, regular counseling to spiritual counseling to EFT to EMDR, hypnosis, meditation, past life regression, Akashic work, shamanic work. I've done everything. Ketamine. I might try MDMA therapy next. I don't know. We'll see. But different modalities for different times in our life and different traumas even that we're moving through. And a gentle reminder, like More doesn't equal faster. So I've seen it where people try to do too many different things at once to heal their trauma. That's not good either. That puts you into overwhelm, right? And actually sends you backwards. So patience and a few things at a time. You know, you want to really assess too, maybe things that were working in the past, maybe they're not working anymore, right? Maybe you're ready to move on and you have felt kind of stagnant. So it might be time for a new person or and/or new modalities. So I will often be asked as well, how do I support a loved one when they're going through trauma healing? So a reminder to all the superhumans out there, we're not meant to fix other people. We're here to support them and listen to them and to validate their experience, right? And I'm sorry you experienced that. And what do you need from me? You know, my sweetie, lucky soul, did not choose, did not sign up. He had some trauma, but it wasn't really in childhood. And anyways, not to, again, not to compare, but he just hasn't had the level of trauma I have. So he doesn't always know what to do or what to say. So, you know, the simple things I say to him, listen, validate me. You know, I'm sorry that you experienced that. And then what do you need from me? Sometimes I say, just give me a hug, just hug me, you know? But yeah, you're not here to solve other people's traumas or carry them unless you know, get paid to do that. But I'm talking about your loved ones, right? Your loved ones and, friends, et cetera. So, yeah, those are just some simple recommendations. Again, I want to touch on the spiritual perspective. And it's needed. We need the spiritual perspective that my soul asked for this experience for all these different reasons. We don't always know. And that is, yes, that gives us strength and courage and makes us realize we're not a powerless, you know, powerless human walking the planet anymore. We were powerless as children. We were victimized as children, but now we are powerful adults. And we've always been powerful co-creators, asking for every experience we had. And we want to be careful that we don't spiritually bypass. I'm going to do a, I think I'm going to do a podcast on this soon. We want to be careful not to spiritually bypass. And what do I mean by that? Spiritual bypassing is, oh, but I know my mom and dad had their own trauma, and so I don't need to feel angry at them. I don't need to address the anger or the hurt or the because I know from a spiritual perspective, right? I chose it. No, we have to have the spiritual perspective, and then we have to still show up for those wounded younger parts of us and allow them to assist them. And that's one of the tools I'm going to be sharing with you guys, the self-healing process. We learn to show up as that divine parent we never had to ourselves, that divine mother and father. And we support those younger parts of us to feel, right? Validate, feel, and release and shift those limiting beliefs and soothe with what is really true, the truth of the matter. So I'll be sharing that experience with you guys more in the live workshop on October 12th. But we got to feel to heal it, remember? So we can't do spiritual bypassing. We got to do both, have the spiritual and support our younger, wounded human parts. What to expect when you're doing trauma work? Most of you have been doing it, but just for those that are new, layers, expect to be more sensitive, triggered more easily. You know, when I first got to Hawaii, triggered more easily. When I was going into that next layer, and we might need more space or alone time. You're definitely going to need more healing and rest time. So I talk about work, rest, healing, and play. You're definitely good if you can, you know, more healing and rest time. And of course, we need play time as well. Not just all work. We may also realize we don't enjoy the same things or people anymore when we're going through healing our trauma. I can't tell you through each layer that I was called to release, relationships, some, relationships that were no longer in alignment because I had done the deeper healing. I had realized, oh God, this person was actually kind of doing to me what my mother was. Wow, not doing that anymore. So needing to let go of relationships, activities, etc. You will shift when you heal these deeper layers. And so your external world will likely shift as well, and your preferences. And again, we want to do our own work, right? Healing work. And then we get to go help others to do theirs, however our soul signed up to do it, whether it's family, friends, or whether it's paid, like someone like myself, that you're meant to do this with others in your own unique way. So those are some trauma truths that hopefully bring you some comfort and help you feel like you're not going crazy and that you're not alone in this, because it can feel like that sometimes, but you're not the only one. I promise you. Just as sharing my own experience, right? You're not alone. You're not alone. And I've been doing this for how long, right? And I would love for you to try, if you haven't yet, my guided therapeutic meditation practice. It is part of the therapeutic meditation process that I created. The Connect with the Divine You book talks more about that. And the guided meditation takes you through all of the self-connection areas. So it's going to help you to get in touch with your intentions and desires for healing. Also your breath, to connect again with your body and get in your body. It's going to help you to feel, understand, and release your body's messages and your emotions' messages. And then once we get the message, they don't need to be there anymore. So dealing and helping you to release your emotions in healthy ways versus all the ways that unhealthy ways we learned growing up. Like me, I learned alcohol, food, stuffing, TV, social media. So it'll help with that. It also helps shift those limiting beliefs and fears that we took on due to the trauma, due to the traumatic event or wound. So I recommend definitely listen as you go to bed at night. It can help you to sleep more deeply and peacefully. And like anything, I call this meditation is medicine. So doing it consistently every day, you're going to notice a lot better effect. So listening low level as you fall asleep at night, you don't have to hear a word of it. If you wake up, hit play and listen again. It'll help you fall asleep more easily. One of the biggest symptoms of trauma is insomnia, unhealed trauma. You know, it can also help decrease pain and other symptoms in the body, right? So you might use it midday during a lunch break or an afternoon nap or after work nap. It can really help you to feel more energized, decrease pain, fatigue, etc. And if you wake up in the morning with anxiety or depression, PTSD, it can really help. So you can also listen in the morning when you first wake up in a seated, comfortably seated position so you don't fall back asleep unless you want to. All right. It's been great to share this wisdom with you guys. And hopefully you heard something that was even a little bit helpful in the trauma truths today. Maybe you heard it before and you just needed to hear it again. We teach what we need, right? So me doing this also helps me as well. So again, just a gentle reminder to use this guided meditation practice. It's super powerful. It's super restful and relaxing. Also make sure to carve out that time to listen to the speakers. We're going to have two a day. So, you know, pick at least one if you have to pick only one, and sign up for those free gifts that resonate with you. And then hopefully you will find your next piece to your healing puzzle with somebody in this event. Amazing healers, coaches, guides. And I know you're here because you're searching. Because it's not fully healed yet. So there will be something here for you. I know it. I feel it. There's no coincidence, right? That you're here. So again, sending you so much compassion and courage, and just honor you for doing this deeper work. Don't give up. Keep going. You are here to co-create your heaven on earth and to fully live your soul's purpose. So I know some days I still want to give up, and we got to keep going. We're here to do this, and we are here to support each other to do this. So love you guys, and hope to see you at the live workshop on October 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific. There will be details coming for that later on towards that date. Feel free to share this with others. This is a really powerful event. Namaste.